I'm one of those guys with deep hometown pride. I was born and raised in San Diego County, and I still live here to this day. I may be biased, but it's my favorite place in the world. It's got beaches and mountains, cool metro areas and wide open farmland. There's great coffee and great food. The biking, hiking, running, and generally anything outdoors is incredible all year round. Don't even get me started on the sunsets over the ocean. They will blow your mind on a daily basis. And the weather? Come on. Arguably the best in the world. Yes, the downside is the price. You could buy a mini mansion in other places for what it would cost to buy a one-bedroom shack by the beach here in San Diego. But my family and friends are here. My church community is here. The streets I learned how to drive on are here. It's home, and I love it. But even more than loving it, my wife and I have a real sense of calling from God to be here. As you listen to this, I imagine pictures are popping up in your minds of the places significant to your story. Take a minute to look around you at the place that God has called you to in this season. Wherever you find yourself, I want to remind you that anywhere and everywhere is a backdrop for God's unfolding story. God's power, artistry, miracles, love, and grace are all on the move around you. It doesn't matter if you're in a dorm room, at your kitchen table, in a hospital bed, or on a vacation in Hawaii. When we see the world around us through the lens of the reality of a loving God, everything changes. And as we carry His Spirit and love into the world, we become catalysts of holy change for the kingdom of God. Our heaven-filled presence turns coffee shops into cathedrals. Our homes become holy places as we gather in the name of Jesus. Sunsets aren't just sunsets anymore. They are reminders of His beauty and artistry. When we look at things with this kingdom perspective, what we once thought of as mundane becomes rich with purpose, meaning, beauty, and intentionality. I wrote this song, Hometown, not just out of a love for the place I live. I wrote it because I have been growing in the practice of trying to see God's presence everywhere. I ask questions like, God, where are you in this? What are you up to here? How can I come alongside your plans and purposes for this moment? In Jesus, there are adventures to be had even in the smallest and sleepiest of towns. God is on the move everywhere, and He has bestowed upon us the incredible gift of joining in it all with Him. So join me in the prayer of this song. Awaken hearts, send revival, right here in my hometown.